It's a lot better than the 10 Zoom meetings you've been on today.
This may take a couple of days, maybe more.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000 and listen to Waddle and Sylvie on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
The good.
It's gone! Oh, my God!
The bad.
That is so bad, that is absolutely brutal.
And the dirty.
I'm talking about nasty.
Wow, so many stories are running through my head right now.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago.
And a big shout out to Vans Industrial, working safe since 1964. They are the new sponsor of The Good, The Bad, The Dirty. Great new partner. And we appreciate Vans Industrial. I hear their messages on the radio station all the time, and it is great to have them aboard. We also have, and I forgot to mention on the air, I tweeted it out. We have Would You Rather coming up in about a half hour, 40 minutes. So get your Would You Rather entries in using the hashtag WS Would You Rather. I've got a Would You Rather. You want that really quick, and then we'll get into the good, the bad, the dirty? This is a hardcore Would You Rather.
A what?
Hardcore. Sports is a Black and Abdallah like to make fun of it. It's a soxy one. You guys like the dirty Would You Rathers, don't you?
Look at you. You filthy animals back there. Hey, girl.
Abdallah makes fun of the straight-laced ones more so. The sports ones.
Would you rather?
Would you rather, if you're a White Sox fan right now, big moment in the game, who do you want up at the plate? You want Nick Madrigal up at the plate. My guy, Nick Madrigal. I believe he now leads the White Sox in hits. Or do you
need a broken back bat blooper to write? Yeah.
Or do you want Yasmani Grandal, who has this unbelievable disparity in his batting average versus his on-base percentage? His on-base percentage is higher than Madrigal's. His OPS is higher than Madrigal's. He is a tenth of a point higher in WAR than Madrigal.
I heard the guys talking about this. This is the largest discrepancy between batting average and on-base percentage since one of the unbelievably good Barry Bonds years,
yes,
correct?
153 batting average, 392 on base, and he has 9 home runs. But Madrigal, meantime, is batting 306. He's on base 348. He doesn't slug. He's near 800 for his OPS. He's at 425 slug, 773. He's a 1.2 WAR right now compared to 1.3 for Grandal. Who you want?
What's the situation?
Big moment in the game.
I need a situation.
So what? Like, if it's a runner on second, you want Madrigal. If there's nobody on, you want Grandal.
Well, is it bases loaded? Because I want Grandal then, because he can
Grandal can walk, hit the run. And he's a threat to hit a home run.
Yeah.
But man, I mean, what's wrong with base runners? What's wrong with Madrigal?
Look, I get your point, and I'm all for Nicky two strikes. But I'm still going to take Grandal in that spot because he can bust the game open.
I feel like your question was a trap, and I do not want to stand in your trap because I think you are just looking for
us to respond logically with Grandal.
Then you can come back and
with
say,
Madrigal.
What's wrong with Madrigal?
Yeah, everyone hates Madrigal. It's just silly. Yeah.
No, but I think
it's an interesting
home run power is why, yes, late in a game in a big spot, you'd prefer that, even though,
yes,
the discrepancy in the numbers.
It's how different the game has become. Because before, you used to always take a 306 hitter versus a 170 something hitter. Or where does he have?
How many home runs does Nicky have? One?
Two.
Two.
He's got two home runs. He's got, like I said, Chuck Garfine tweeted this or texted at me over the weekend. He's got 59 hits. Moncada, who's having an MVP type year, has 58 hits. Tim Anderson, 57 hits. Mercedes, 56 hits. He's got the most hits on the team. But it's just an interesting modern-day baseball question.
Did you? I mean, like, Moncada's not having an MVP caliber season.
Moncada's having a really good year.
Okay, there's a difference between really good year and MVP caliber.
He's in 2.5 WAR already, and he's been really hot lately.
You're going to see a guy, aren't you going to see a guy tonight that's probably the most impressive guy in baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah. so far.
All these guys, all these sons of players,
by the way,
are
too,
so damn good.
Did you see Tatis was non-existent last night? I mean, they struck him out, I think, his first three at-bats.
And one of them was with the bases loaded
yes,
early.
Yes, but Tatis' home run total, and he's played like a half of the games that everyone else has played. It's just, it's crazy. It's sick.
All right, you're good, Waddle. What
My
is
good
your...
was the Game 7 performance of Kawhi Leonard. I believe Kawhi Leonard has been saddled with a pretty bad Game 7 career stat line, hasn't he? I mean, I think that that's been something that people have talked about. Well, he was fantastic against the Clippers. Kawhi scored 28. He had 10 rebounds and 9 assists, and he was a lockdown defender. He was fantastic in their Game 7 win over Dallas.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to go KD then. Ooh, KD's nice. My good, and I know we want to have a discussion before. You said in the IDOT bullpen before the game, and we were having a good KD discussion, that, like, you forget how good KD is. Yeah. Now, the only opposition I would have is, no, I don't forget. I don't think you have forgotten.
No, I think the average basketball fan, we talk about LeBron, you talk about Steph for good reason, and all these other guys, you forget that there is no better pure scorer in the game than KD.
And KD, remember, in the game that he got hurt, came back and was playing well early in that game.
Yes.
With the cap. But so many people didn't like that he joined the Warriors. So many people don't like what he tweets. So many people wanted him to play earlier in that series when he was banged up. And then he's had the long layoff. You're right about those guys. But, like, it was never lost on me how great this dude is, how different this dude is.
When he's right, he is the best player in this league.
And remember, IDOT reminds you, they sponsor our IDOT bullpen. They remind you to start seeing motorcycles. Motorcycle safety is everyone's responsibility. Learn more at lifeordeathillinois.com. Boys, you're good.
I know we spent a lot of time on it at the start of the show, but yesterday's Grip It and Sip It Classic was a time to be alive. It was great.
I heard you hit some very good golf shots as well.
Your boy was out there.
Yeah.
Your boy was out
there. Chris, can you confirm?
I didn't.
We weren't in the same group. Right. No. But Yurko can confirm. Yeah. Listen, I had some great ones. I had some bad ones. I feel like we all did. That's the beauty of a scramble. Is it doesn't really matter.
You're taking chances in a scramble that you wouldn't take if you were playing your own ball.
Yeah, Chris and I went out a little bit earlier, so I got all the bad shots out of the way earlier.
That was amazing. You guys golfed at what time?
Started at like 8:15.
These guys could play 72 holes of golf.
It's amazing.
Day.
We were disappointed. We only got through 16 holes, and then we had to make our way back to the clubhouse.
Was it just the two of you? Did you guys have anyone else play?
No, just two of us.
Tim couldn't come?
No, we were moving and shaking around that course. Okay.
We had etiquette, though. We were taking, you know, I was allowing him to approach his ball. I wasn't, you know.
Did you have the course to yourself?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That is great.
So thank you to all the partners that supported us yesterday. Thank you to the promotion staff for helping out with everything. Thank you to everybody who paid and donated to come out.
Yeah, fans. I mean, it was just great to be like in a room indoor with people making jokes and just, you know, congregating again.
Some faces we haven't seen in a long, long time. It was good to see everybody again. So thanks again to everybody for coming out.
Absolutely. I'll give you guys my good will be this. Waddle, you mentioned Kawhi and his play in Game 7.
Yes, sir.
To advance into the second round. The Clippers, that my good is that they avoided complete destruction to their franchise. Because if they get bounced in the first round, after what happened last year in the playoffs for them, a team that was constructed in free agency to be a championship-contending team, a team always assuming that they're the second fiddle to the Lakers because they are. Lakers get bounced. Clippers move on. And now in the West, you could make an argument. We'll see what happens tonight against the Jazz in Game 1.
They could reestablish themselves as the
best. You could make an argument that they're now the heavy favorite to come out of the Western Conference.
Boy, did they shoot the basketball well in that Game 7 as well. Beyond the arc, they must have hit 50% from their threes in bulk.
When Kawhi's engaged, he's so much fun to watch in the postseason, as you mentioned.
All their ancillary players, too. I mean, Paul George isn't an ancillary player, but like Reggie Jackson, they had several guys stepping up and making threes the entire game.
Yep.
It was good.
My bad
is the Bucks. Bucky sucky. You know, but I say that about Wisconsin, and I say that, and I'm probably going to get some trouble from, you know, there are a lot of Milwaukee Bucks fans and owners. Part of the company.
Karma.
But they need
some better karma right now.
James Harden has played, all of 40 seconds in the series, and they're down 2-0 to the Nets. They got beat 125-86. I'm sorry, Bucky Sucky right now. Got to get it better.
If Kyrie and KD are healthy, are they better off without Harden? If those two are working the two-man game and with the role guys?
I don't think so, because
you know why? James Harden has gone along with this idea where he's just going to be the guy that sets everyone up. I mean, he can score. We know he's a scoring champ in the league, but he was racking up like 15 assists in different games, and he's just run like.
Yeah,
it somehow works.
It's how it's worked for them. Yeah, when they're all together.
It just reminds me a lot of Kyrie when he was playing with LeBron the 1 year. When he's engaged now, and healthy, he looks pretty good. My bad is when you have to have five staples put in your head because you biffed your head on the roof of a golf cart trying to slide in and do the duck and you couldn't clear it like it was some limbo contest. Like, I'm an idiot. And
like
I told the story earlier.
Walking into a home and hitting his head on the door.
I'm 5'8", 5'9". I couldn't slide in to the golf cart. And I hit my head. And then all day, I didn't think it was that bad. Yes, there was blood, but so what? I had the hat on the whole day. I was going. And then when my wife looked at it at 10:45 at night, we sent a picture to one of our doctor friends, Dr. Bauer. He said, go to the ER. What's wrong with you? And I had five staples stapled into my head last night.
Listen, I hope you're not traveling this week because you'll set off the alarm.
I'm going out. I have plans Friday. You know what we're doing. Yeah. I have plans on Friday. My wife's like, don't re-injure your head. I'm like, what am I going to be doing? Faith in me.
A couple years ago, similar situation. I had one. I didn't need any staples, but you know what I'm talking about.
Five staples.
Be careful out there. You saw that.
That was easy.
Yeah.
What do you guys have?
I don't care about pitching spin rate and whether people are putting stuff on the ball. Like, I just don't care.
Well, wait,
endorse cheating?
No, I don't care either way.
For cheating.
No, look what you did.
No, you know what? I don't care either way. I just think it's a, like, whether they crack down on it or not, like, the conversation just doesn't interest me whatsoever.
I'm cool with that. Where I get all revved up is the hypocrisy attached with those who want to shame the steroid abusers and those that want to give a pass to those that are putting foreign substances on a baseball. It's all cheating.
Did you not care about the juicers back then?
No, I mean, look, if you're taking something that's giving you, like, that's it, and you can test for it, but, like, what are we going to do? Like, how are you going to stop pitchers from putting stuff on the baseballs? What are you going to do?
You sit them for 60 games.
You're going to pat them down before they go out there?
You're
going to do a cup check before they go out there? Like, what are we doing here?
Why would I cup check you first? You don't want to
You don't like somebody. Hit it out of the ballpark then. Maybe they'll stop using stuff on their balls. Phrasing.
Okay. All right. Guys, my bad is
Time out real quick. Let's summarize. Adam's okay with cheating. Now to you,
I'm not okay with cheating. I just don't care about talking about it. It's dumb.
Last Thursday, I'm sure you guys talked about it. The Lakers and LeBron get bounced in the NBA playoffs.
There's some meatball talk.
Well, my bad is the crusade of all those in the media trying to provide us with this take that LeBron James was the MVP this year and how great LeBron James is. Well, LeBron James on his own couldn't get out of the first round. So good luck to Nick Wright and all those. What is it? Take my take, your take,
yes,
have a
that's
take.
It. You got it. Right.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
It.
All right. You don't want me to continue because of what happened last week. Huh?
No, I don't care about that. Right. I'm just saying you got it this time. This take, that
Shout
take, your
the,
take.
Yes, have a take.
You're right.
Cup of soup and take.
It's lazy. Like, again, like, that's what I raged against. All these people who, either good or bad, you know, you have to go to the LeBron Michael thing, even though I did a little bit on Friday, but I was raging against all the idiots who they don't know what to talk about now.
Right. And Michael didn't lose in the first round of the playoffs like that.
Well, early in his career he did.
Not like that.
No, not like that.
Not where he was not the force. Like Luka in the Mavs. They lost. Luka had a great series.
Luka was great.
Did LeBron have a great series?
No.
When Jordan lost early in his career, he was the force.
Right, and he put everyone on his shoulders. Right.
Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah.
LeBron's 35. When you say Michael lost early in his career, Michael wasn't 35. I don't want to be labeled as a LeBron supporter over here. I'm just bringing you the fact.
You're a LeBron
sucker.
LeBron
was 35, right?
He's calling you a
what? I don't think we could say that.
Wow. Okay.
Did they staple your brain?
Yes. All right. I have staples in my head.
Oh, yeah.
I have a good excuse.
No, you don't. You're not allowed to use the staples in your head excuse.
I'm using it at every chance I can get for the next 10 days. Anything stupid I say, I'm staplehead.
Can I give you my dirty real quick?
Let's go to we'll do the dirties coming up next. It's all brought to you by Vans Industrial, working safe since 1964. Get your would you rathers in as well. Tweet them to Black or Abdallah. Use the hashtag.
I'm staple in my head.
Use the hashtag WS would you rather.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home.
Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
All right, in the middle of the good, the bad, the dirty, we're on to our dirties, brought to you by Vans Industrial, working safe since 1964. What's your dirty, Waddle?
My dirty was the behavior of the fans in Denver at the U.S.-Mexico soccer game. I believe it was kind of historic, was it not, fellas? I know Adam Abdallah is our resident soccer expert, but the United States team won. But the behavior of the fans, there were very inappropriate chants. There were objects being thrown on the field that hit players. Just the fans' display was awful.
And it took away from a big win, right? Didn't they win that game?
They did, yes.
I was reading US a little about that. I heard the guys in the morning talk about it yesterday.
Yeah, they won an extra time. It was great. Pulisic delivered the penalty kick to win the game. And then they defended.
Then they have a backup goalie as well, the U.S. team, and he was fantastic.
He blocked a PK. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And then, it took like 4 hours because there were so many delays.
I would say the games between the U.S. men's team and the Mexican team are very contentious to begin with. It's a fantastic rivalry. And so not only that,
it's been very one-sided, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, and the U.S. has been, the last decade or so has been extremely disappointing for the men's national team.
Right.
And so not only to get the win, but also your hated rival. And then also things get chippy.
Yep.
In the games between these two, usually.
In the stands between fans.
Right. And like, Sylvie, this is like, I'm not saying these two teams are as good as the two I'm going to reference, but the Bulls-Knicks rivalry of the 90s, it was extremely chippy from the start. And that's how these games are always like that.
And these are countries. You know what I mean? Those are just like NBA teams.
Right. Yeah.
This is a lot of pride here.
Yeah.
No, sure. No, I
get poor, it. It was poor display of fan behavior.
Yeah, fansmanship.
Fans, I was going to say that. Like, I didn't want to pronounce it wrong.
It's just, I don't even know if that's a thing. But
I was right here.
It hasn't been a good first month back into the arenas for any of the
fans. No, it hasn't.
Let's behave. Yeah, when are we going 100%? Is it Wednesday or tomorrow? Or tomorrow is Wednesday. Today's Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's tomorrow, isn't
tomorrow is the 9th. I thought it was the 11th.
The 11th, that's right.
It's Friday.
Friday. All right.
It's June Friday. 11th.
Yeah, we got a long way to Friday.
What's the difference between tonight and Friday for the White Sox?
Well, tonight's Tuesday.
I get that, but in terms of
3 days.
So 3 days from now, we're going to be totally safe as opposed to tonight.
Let's rock and roll, man.
Yeah they can't have 100%.
That's my point. Why? If it's safe on Friday, it's safe on Tuesday. Damn it.
Waddle was all about this last week when you guys were gone. I want to hear, too, some stories about your trip. Because there were like a double surprise on this show on Friday or Thursday.
You guys didn't know, right?
No idea. No. Yeah. I had no idea.
Trust these two as far as I can throw them.
What? That is disrespectful.
First of all, it's not on you guys. It's people in this building. There's no way that if he.
That was a shot at the rest of the people in the building.
The whole group. There's no way that we talk for a living. There's no way that that's not getting out.
Yeah.
Wait, explain to me what happened. The way it was told to me was, here's what happened. Autumn surprised you, taking you to...
No, we planned a trip to Vegas.
They planned a trip to Nashville.
Right. Yes. So I already got wrong info.
Yes.
So then Abdallah clammed on to it and said, listen, if you're partying, I'm partying.
No, she reached out to them and asked them if they would come down for the weekend and surprise me. So I thought that they were going to a wedding for the weekend somewhere else, different location, Indianapolis, even though it's on the way, and I was kind of skeptical about that situation. But I forgot about it until halfway down.
You're in your hotel. You're in this, like, these short shorts, and all of a sudden somebody knocks on the door. You open the door up, and it's Abdallah going, hello!
Hello!
Hi.
Who's ready to party?
Did you stand there with both thumbs up in the air?
Yes, I did at one point. The reason we didn't I didn't tell anybody, one, I don't trust any of you people. Mostly
that's so
because
wrong.
No, it's not because I don't trust you, Waddle. I don't trust your brain. Because you called me once and didn't know where we were. And I can imagine being like, hey, I'm not really going to a wedding. I'm gonna surprise Bleck in Nashville, and then like hey guys, have fun in Nashville.
For sure. You're so right.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And there's no way that you wouldn't have ruined it.
That's fair.
So
that's fair.
It's not that I don't trust you personally.
It's my brain.
I just know you well enough to not tell you anything.
Okay. That's good. That's fair. I'm not offended by that.
We had a double surprise, and like we talked about in Crosstalk, but we weren't on since Friday in our slot. So Abdallah surprised Black on Thursday, was it?
Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah, in Nashville. So you guys were invited, too, to the Waddle 30th anniversary. And today is their actual 30th anniversary.
Oh, today is? Yeah. Happy anniversary.
Waddle and Cara. Yeah. 30 years of joyful bliss.
Wedded bliss.
And Friday was the surprise party, which he did not know.
He drove me to the city.
And he was asking, like, why am I all cologned up? I told him I was going out with Burger and CPD Bob.
Which made no sense.
And then he's like, why are you cologned up going out with those dudes?
And why am I driving you downtown so you can get drunk at my surprise anniversary party?
Well, because, you had to drive anyway. That's how they were getting you downtown.
So, while you had an idea that maybe something was amiss?
I thought that I may have been going to dinner with my two daughters who live together downtown, but I had no idea what was about to
transpire. He thought that one of the daughters was going to get engaged.
My wife thought that.
And he was panicking at about 6:05 as we were getting ready in the bathroom, and he's like, and then he said to me, he goes, and I told him we were going to one restaurant downtown. He goes, do you want to ride there?
I've got time to be there until my wife was getting downtown on the train at 6:30.
And that's when I'm like, you know what? I'm Ubering it. I'm going to stay a little way. And that's when he started to get a little suspicious.
Right, because you would usually take the ride.
Oh, hell yes.
He took the ride downtown because it was in River North. No, but the three of us, if you were hanging out and you're like, hey, do you need a ride? We would say, let's take the ride. We wouldn't say, no, I'll just Uber.
But the reason was, it was at Carol's Pub on the north side. And he could not drive me all the way up north, and he'd be like, why are you going here? What's going on?
Whatever. It was a massive surprise.
But his daughters pulled it off. Yeah. They did it. Georgia, Angela, Leah, they did a great job.
They did.
And Emerson had a soccer game, right?
She did, but she showed up late.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So we missed you. We missed you guys.
Yeah, it was a great weekend in Nashville, but we missed the party.
And I actually described Nashville quite accurately to you guys because I was down there a month ago, right?
Quite that dirty. Blank is wild.
Yeah. Is that your guys' dirty?
I mean, it's. I think that they don't sell it correctly. That it is full force sloppiness the entire day in every bar. All throughout Nashville.
There are some really nice places.
Yeah.
Food is great there.
Wonderful.
There's entertainment.
Great time.
There is a 24/7
It's Bourbon Street now, right?
Yes.
Basically.
Oh, yeah. But, yes. But Sylvie, this is like on roids.
Like
this,
Bourbon and Vegas combined?
Vegas almost
never gets like that.
See, here's why. Because Vegas, the clubs and the day and the day pools, you got to spend a lot of cash to get involved with this stuff, right? And so if you're going to the party scene in Vegas, it kind of weeds out some of those who can't afford to do it.
I could get a sixer of tall boys for like $12.
Yeah, and you can walk and stumble into any bar in Nashville, and it is awesome.
It's on.
Yeah, it's great.
It's on.
Wow.
Definitely dirty.
It's fun.
Yeah.
You want to hear my dirty? I heard this on Get Up yesterday, so hat tip to them for pointing this out. A, did you guys know that Mark Murphy does a monthly newsletter for the Green Bay Packers? B, did you guys hear about what? Here's the question, okay? This is the question asked to Mark Murphy. Dear Mark, you've done a great job. Don't let the... I don't think I could say this word on the air.
Don't
let the you-know-whats drag you down. Washington needs a name. I suggest the Generals, okay? So he says, don't let the you-know-whats get you down. The Washington football team needs a name. I suggest the Generals. He says, thanks, Ken. The situation we face with Aaron Rodgers has divided our fan base. The emails and letters that I have received reflect this fact. As I wrote here last month, we remain committed to resolving things with Aaron, and I want him to be our quarterback in 2021 and beyond. We are working to resolve the situation and realize that the less both sides say publicly, the better. Okay? Here is the president of the Green Bay Packers. And again, I'm here for all this. I want chaos in that organization. The president of the Packers was asked a question about naming the Washington football team. Yeah. He then decides to bring up publicly Aaron Rodgers. And in that answer, he says, we should not be bringing this up publicly.
That's everything what we call
he just did.
Controlling the narrative, yeah.
Which yeah. He's saying, let's not talk about this publicly. He reacts to the Aaron Rodgers.
Whoa, that is a special group of people that only get the correspondence there. That just leaked. Come
it's
on.
It's Packers.com with all the owners reading it. If they can
like
30, read it.
Don't they have only like 30 followers?
No, they have a lot of followers. They just, I don't know how many people can read the newsletter.
Wow, damn. But did he ever address the issue with the Washington football name?
I don't care. I didn't get that far.
I just wanted to know whether or not he circled back and did anything.
That's dirty. Like, you're saying don't bring up Aaron Rodgers in public. Let's not talk about this publicly. He brings up the Aaron Rodgers without being prompted. It's about the Washington football team.
Did he have any thoughts on the Washington football team?
Something about Washington football team at least one more year. He likes the Washington Generals game, but it was already taken.
He did at least address the question.
Have you ever seen a Harlem Globetrotters game? Also, the Washington Generals don't have a very good record. One win, 16,000 losses. Thanks, Ken. Miss Mark Murphy.
We've got to get letters to George and letters
that's
to Mark.
That's great. We need a new letters from George.
Yeah, letters from George.
All right, there you go. The good, the bad, the dirty. We'll have some fun with Would You Rather coming up and Jesse Rodgers on the Chicago baseball scene at 5.
It's Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Hey, this is Coach Mike Ditka.
Greg Olson here.
This is Stacey King.
Hey, this is D-Rose.
What up? This is Ludacris.
Hello, this is Dick Enberg. Would you like to play a little? Would you rather? Oh, my.
Much like yesterday was a party at the Grip It and Sip It.
Fantastic.
It's a party inside the Twitch channel today. You can chat with us.
Power
chat
with other coming out later
coming
this
up
week?
Later this week.
Okay.
Got to be a stay tuned for that. Trey Toons, our buddy, big P1, long streamer, as Black and Abdallah like to say.
Shout out to the long streamers.
And make sure if you're driving right now, the highways are filling up, too. We're basically back to normal.
Traffic.
We're back to normal on our expressways. P1 Club, make sure you preset your radio dial to ESPN 1000, number one. Number one preset. Show me your number one preset.
Excuse me?
Show me your number one preset. You're in the P1 Club. Trey Toons wants to know, would you rather grip it? Or sip it.
I would assume that means play golf or drink. That's how I interpreted it.
That was you a can very interpret good it, would you rather.
You can interpret it as however you want. I think all would you rather questions are up for interpretation. I would say at this point I'm trying to get my golf game back, so I would say grip it. I'll go grip it as well.
I don't need to sip.
Yeah. Like your doctor told you. My doctor told me a while ago as well. Tom, how old are you? 54. Start acting like it.
Yeah. I mean, that today.
Two drink maximum.
Yeah. I had a checkup with my oncologist, and I checked in again. I'm like, are you still only want me to have three drinks when I do drink? He said, yes.
How many?
He's like,
how
you're
many were you
older.
Asking? Can I get 10?
I mean, like three is, it's not even a bottle. It's not even a bottle of wine. It's a what if I have a drink before dinner? Then what? Only one during dinner, one after dinner? That's no fun.
Are you going to follow his advice?
I haven't.
That's a no.
I should.
That's a no.
I should, though.
Well, we all should follow our doctor's advice.
Yes, yes, yes. He's awesome. He's absolutely.
I can vividly remember, and as my heart was out of rhythm, and I had gone through all kinds of tests, and the doctor looked at me, Tom, how old are you? I'm 54.
You haven't taken his advice, though.
No, I haven't taken his advice. I did at the time. Start acting like it.
By the way, Would You Rather is brought to you by, this is awesome, Grand and Western. Fine wine and liquors. That's why they're our guys.
They're getting my money.
Yeah,
they're
absolutely.
Getting my money.
They're at the corner of
Grand and Western.
Right in the heart of the city, and they pass the savings along to you the way it's supposed to be.
Is that what you snickering about in there? You knew that the sponsorship read was coming right away?
Look,
they understand.
I got to stock up. I need some Casamigos.
What doctor is going to tell you it's like, yeah, it's cool to drink a whole bottle a night?
Well, it's
you're
like
never
he's
gonna
giving
get
me
that.
Two nights. I get two nights a week, three drinks max but on each night.
But he's never going to tell you that an entire bottle of wine is okay
in
one
sitting.
That is why we were kind of laughing.
Like you could get remission for
the next.
You could go back in 20 years and he will tell you, Sylvie.
Yeah, Sylvie, stick to the three.
I even said to him a couple months ago, and I revisit this. He must think I'm the biggest alcoholic. I said to him, I obviously haven't met him. I go, Doc. And I hope you never do.
Exactly.
No,
I have met him, haven't I?
Dr. Saras?
Yes.
I think he rear-ended your car. Yeah, I think
he did. My kid hit his car, his kid, or he hit my kid's car.
I think that. Yeah.
All right. Something like that.
But I said to him, I go, Doc, do you want me to limit the drinking because there's a chance the cancer could come back, or are you just worried about my liver? I'm like, it's power rankings. It's just like, and he said, no, he goes, it's more about your liver. And when I found out that, like, they're not connected with cancer and drinking, I'm like, okay, full speed ahead.
He's like, F you, liver. That's what I just did.
It's
all right, body organ power rankings. Go ahead.
Your liver. Yeah, your liver's there somewhere in
there. Yeah, but heart, it's heart and brain, right? Brain, heart.
Yeah.
Heart, brain.
I mean, I want them all to function correctly, but like,
I think lungs.
First of all, get your appendix. That's at the top of the list. You don't need it.
Yes, let's get that
out of the way.
That's the Matt Nagy of the power.
Gallbladder. I don't know how. I mean, like, kidneys are very important.
Stomach's
but you can
important.
Live with one, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like, listen, I don't even want to have this conversation. It feels wrong.
I think I'm going brain one, heart two, lungs three, stomach four.
Your liver's got to be in there as well.
Well, if you can't, if your lungs are damaged and you can't breathe.
But you can live with one lung.
Brain's one.
Brain's yeah, that's what I put one.
Heart's okay. two.
Heart's two.
Yep.
Anything that can be replaced is you're, I don't think you can replace a brain.
Where's Wing Ding come in at?
That's what I was wondering.
Oh,
you know, downstairs.
Is that an
top
organ?
Five? Is that a top five? Yeah.
It's an external organ. But yeah. It's an appendage. I don't know.
Maybe
is that officially an organ, or does that grow on a tree?
Sylvie wants to replace his with a button.
Yours is not an organ. It's a button.
The elephant button. The elephant button. Would you rather? Would you rather be that elephant? Have a button. And you got to say it that way, too. Would you rather have a button? I like this. Out of the blue, a body organ power ranger.
Well, where are you going?
And Waddle is throwing the appendix out right away. I love that.
You have to. I mean, your appendix.
Many people do.
You still have yours?
Yes.
It's useless.
Knock on wood.
It's useless. It doesn't do anything.
You know, are your eyes as a combo? Eyes?
Is it, like,
you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge.
The tongue, you need the tongue to swallow,
isn't
right?
Is the tongue the strongest muscle in your body?
Yeah,
really?
I think so.
Depends on who you ask. Guys, Would You Rather is brought to you by Grand and Western.
Would You Rather?
And off of our conversation during Waddle's World, the nuttiest story. This is my favorite one.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he cannot win because he's already won something in the last few days. But I will read it anyway.
When did that become?
It's the rules. It's the rules, man. We live in a society. We have to have rules. Okay. So, he's in the Twitch chat. I hope he's there right now. Carmen Carcino. I just saw him post something. So, he's in there.
He's there.
Carmen Carcino. You have to let me finish the whole thing. Would you rather have to explain to your spouse every single sexual encounter in detail or not have any sex for a year? His wife responds, what's your answer?
Is she in the Twitch?
I don't think she's in there, but she's come out to an event before. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So we've met them both. They're great people. But she,
she said, my dear, at the end.
Yes.
What's your answer, my dear?
My dear. What did he say?
He said, you're my first love, even though I'm pretty sure he introduced
her. You want to go a year?
No.
I mean, who, it's all in the past. It
That's
wasn't
right.
while
just
we
write
were
it
married.
Down on it. You know what?
We
just write it down in a book and just hand her the book.
We have a past.
Yeah, right.
What's the big
right,
deal?
Right, in detail, though. Yeah. I mean, what Sylvie just did on the air.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, like, what did you say about the radio? What did you
it
say
like
about
Tetris.
The sink?
It was like Tetris.
No, what did you
with
say
the,
about the sink?
The toilet.
No,
the you got to use the toilet to prop up a little bit.
What?
Yeah.
All right, so I mean, so yeah, you're just gonna tell it. You're just gonna sit down and
yeah,
be like,
right. "Yeah, yes. write you a short story."
This is when this started. Yeah. He was okay.
All right. DJ in Kansas City wants to know: would you rather have Roger Goodell be your way too involved father-in-law, or have Jerry Jones be your overly nosy naked window guy neighbor? Which way would you go?
I'm going Jerry Jones. Okay,
really?
Fine. He's a little nakedy, but he's got a cool boat. And if I'm buds with Jerry Jones, we're going to be.
You're not getting on his naked boat.
If you're a good
your
neighbor, you are.
Your father-in-law is getting paid $45 million a year.
Yeah, but he's too much. I want Jerry Jones
he's
as a neighbor.
Whoa, what do you mean he's too
Jerry
much?
Jones to be buddies with your neighbor who's Jerry Jones? That's pretty good. So he's a little nakedy. Close your blinds.
I still don't get the benefit of being Jerry Jones's neighbor.
Have you hung out with your neighbors before? You've
yeah.
hung out with neighbors?
Yeah.
So Jerry Jones is going, hey, Tom.
You think he's hanging out with me?
Yeah, you want
to
go?
He gets to choose.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Or is your father-in-law is actually a guy that makes $50 million a year and could take you on some really cool trips?
He's way too involved, though, Tom.
Way too involved.
Way
you don't
too
want
involved.
The in-laws
he's...
being involved.
Your
you
father-in-law,
don't.
Roger oh, yes. Goodell, he's way too
you
involved.
You don't want that.
So you got a naked Jerry Jones as your neighbor.
Yeah, but, you know, neighbors come and go, and you're not they're not always in your hair.
I love
well,
my
he is overly nosy.
So
Jerry Jones overly nosy and naked as your neighbor.
Oh, he's overly nosy
overly
and naked.
Nosy.
Well,
yeah.
look, I mean, he's got
look,
a cool
I'm not
yacht.
Interested in shifting my family dynamics, so I'll go with naked Jerry Jones next door.
All right, see, I talked you into it.
You did.
I feel good.
You did. You talked me through that. That's the essence of Would You Rather.
Do you have another one?
Yeah, would you rather the Cubs jerseys say Wrigleyville or Woo Woo?
That's pretty good. I still don't understand, and they look better on the players when they showed it. I still don't understand why you would want Wrigleyville on there. I think they were kissing up to the aldermen after all the years of fighting, and they're trying to calm things down now that they got their renovations.
Why would you this retroactively look to calm things down? You've already achieved your goal. You don't need
we're
to
retroactively. We're being a good neighbor. Look at us. We're highlighting Wrigleyville. Again, it looks like something the concession stand workers would wear. It looks like something that, like, one of the unlicensed shops outside of Wrigley would sell. It looks like something that
why wouldn't they just say Wrigley?
Right. I'd rather them just say Wrigley. I'd much rather. Wrigley.
I'm surprised they didn't work the marquee color into the uniform.
You would rather have the red?
Yeah, I thought that that's what they were going to do. I thought it would be the font would be.
So they could advertise it and tie it in.
Well, no, when you think Wrigley Field and Cubs, you think either the marquee or you think the ivy. So I thought it would either be like red, a play on red in the marquee, or it
I thought
would
you
be
were talking
green.
The Marquee Network is where I was.
Well,
going
you could
with
do that.
That
too.
Well, the Marquee Network's after the marquee,
right? Yeah.
I mean, someone said on Friday, "Why not Dubsville?" Now I know we're not Golden State, but like it's fly the W.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
if you wanted to do a Ville, how about Dubsville? We fly the W here. That's
white
what
flag,
we do.
Yeah, I can see that. You guys want one more?
Yeah, you can't have that when you're dropping 3 out of 4 to the Giants. Yeah.
Would you rather be able to navigate trees like a monkey or navigate water like a fish?
Yeah, water.
Yeah, I don't feel the need to be navigating trees, but I will
but
get
aren't
in the
you
water.
Around
to
more
be
trees than being in the water?
I don't need to. I'm not
you
in
don't
the,
have
on
to,
the street. There's
no,
trees.
No, you don't have to take a breath underwater. How great is that?
That'd
opens up a lot of doors.
A lot of doors underwater.
Open up a lot of doors.
A lot of doors. You don't never ever have to worry about drowning, right?
That doesn't
that's
open up a
door.
What are you, a lifeguard now?
Yeah. It opens up a whole new world of the.
You're going to live
under the sea.
Yeah.
Under the sea. There's a whole world.
It's a whole world under there. The octopus. Remember that?
Yes.
Of course you go to
yes.
that first.
Yeah. Octopi, yes.
Yeah. All right.
Of course.
Let's qualify in 5 minutes. Pick a winner, too. We'll announce the winner. In 5 minutes, we'll qualify someone for the White Sox City Connect jersey that we have. We have it. They're hard to get. They're expensive. We've got one to give away. You'll qualify in 5 minutes.
Coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Had a great golf outing yesterday. Did you see our guy, Windy City Gabe, too?
I did, yes. He always very generous. He purchased an auction item.
He did. Spent several hundred dollars on the Super Bowl helmet.
Yes.
The one that we were in...
Miami.
Miami.
Yep.
And it was the Chiefs Super Bowl win,
that
right?
That is correct, yes.
So it seems so long ago. It was a different world, right?
It was a different world at that time.
And Windy City Gabe has always told me, as a guy who listens to this radio station for years, that his trick of the trade, whether he gets into the golf outing and is able to buy early after 4 minutes, and he's got all these tricks. Program our phone number into your phone. Have that handy so you don't have to be dialing or listening for me to tell you the number if you forgot. Just put in ESPN 1000 in your smartphone.
There you go.
Have that handy. It's 312-332-3776. Like, for instance, right now, if you want to qualify to win the Southside City Connect jersey, be the 36th caller right now. You'll be our third qualifier. We're going to qualify four people today, and of the four, we'll draw a grand prize winner. These things are awesome. They have been a huge hit amongst the fan base.
Sold out.
Sold out. And obviously, this is authentic. They're expensive. So you'll get one free, courtesy of the White Sox and the Waddle and Sylvie Show. And, of course, this is your home for White Sox baseball. We have the game tonight against the Blue Jays with the 6:30 pre. If you want to go to a Sox-Blue Jay game, there are still tickets available.
Carm's going tonight, isn't he?
Is he?
I think so.
Go to WhiteSox.com. I got to get to both ballparks soon.
We got to take your son, Mason, who is a huge White Sox fan, take him to his favorite team's ballpark.
He wants to check it out. I want to take the family to Wrigley as well. So WhiteSox.com for your tickets. These are awesome. Didn't you just, you showed me something during the break. Are the Cubs and Sox players actually talking smack?
I think they're having a little baseball fun, aren't they, fellas?
Barstool Chicago caught this.
Yasmani Grandal, I guess, responded to Jock Peterson's Instagram post. Did I get that right, Chris?
The Cubs are promoting their Wrigleyville unis, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what does Yasmani say?
What D3 school do you play for?
And now Yasmani Grandal and Jock Peterson, I believe, were teammates together in L.A., so they probably have a friendship.
That's good old-fashioned baseball fun.
But
there.
Yeah, that's mean. Look, I'm a Cubs fan.
He's not wrong either.
They won the City Connect by a landslide.
Yeah.
They won it by a landslide.
They'll meet in August a couple of times to see who wins the Crosstown Classic
title. Like, they tried to come up with a summary today. And they do this. The Cubs versions do look better when the players are wearing them, the scheme. I don't like Wrigleyville, but they tried to sell it like the White Sox sold it. The White Sox sold it. South Side is not just a area of the city. It is a mentality. It's always been a mentality.
So is Wrigleyville.
It is. I mean, but that's what they're trying. They're trying to say that this goes out to the 77 different neighborhoods of Chicago. How?
No, this goes to Murphy's Bleachers. We go over there and have some cocktails in the fifth inning after the Cubs end up being down 5 to the Phillies later.
Yeah, I think of crowded bars and sticky floors when I think Wrigleyville, right?
Yeah, not all of them, but...
Or sticky bars and crowded floors, one or the other.
Yeah, yeah, it's all the same, right?
You were in Nashville.
True, too, yeah. But,
yeah, it doesn't move me.
But I think the Sox
won this. I'm with you.
This.
I think the color scheme is fine, but it doesn't move
me. I wish they would have come up with a different saying on the front of the jersey.
You look like you're making a bra gesture right there.
I need a bra, that's for sure. Back in 2 minutes with Jesse Rogers. He's got the latest from the Sox against the Blue Jays and also the Cubs and the possibility of selling. That's in two.